The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
My dear ones, I come in the love of God, in the Christ consciousness. Your brother and eternal friend, Yogananda. May the peace of God's love be upon all here. In this beautiful circle. I wish to speak on the subject of fear. And I certainly don't wish to scare anyone. For there is enough fear in the world already. I wrote a good deal about this while on Earth, but often through a very Eastern mindset and my own understanding of things that I referred to as subconscious, superconscious, unconscious, and so forth. I asked my students to be strong in their mind and use the power of their minds. But as I progressed in my own journey, I began to see the parallels, or let me say the two sides of the coin, of fear and anger. There are many aspects of fear, the loss of control is a great one that often leads to an angry response. The loss of resources, even the loss of a loved one. How did this happen to me? Why me? Why do I have these afflictions? On a very primal level, fear, of course, is a self-defense emotional reaction to threat to life. That can mean many things across a broad spectrum of events. When one begins to examine fear, to examine anger, and to wish sincerely to rise above those reactions, often people go to yogic positions, prana breathing, calming the breath, breathing in slow, holding it, releasing it, which is especially helpful if one is conscious and in a traumatic situation. It is a good physical thing, and it is grounding. But when fear persists on a spiritual level, or may I say, life level, human level, it can catatize one. It can cause one to go into hiding, seeking relief from the pressures of the world, from the judgment of others, or perhaps something simple like being in denial. The true remedy to all this fear and anger is to walk in grace, to breathe in love, to exhale blessings. Imagine if just for one day, or in some cases, 1 hour of one day, while you are engaged in the world, you're in conversation with God, asking God to bless every soul, every step, the atmosphere, to protect you, to bless all, to heal anyone. Breathe in God's love. Exhale the blessing. This is within the realm of possibilities for every soul, and if I may say, certainly those in this circle and in the larger community of divine love. It is one thing to speak truth, and it is important to cut through the darkness, to dispel the errors. That are afoot in the world. But it is quite another to walk in love. To be in the magnetism of the great gift of the Creator. To be a healing force in body, mind, and soul. One never knows what God has in store for those who love Him, who walk in His love, who bring that love to the world. But I can say, most assuredly, it brings miracles. It brings change. It brings light. And it brings joy. The same joy you feel when you are lifted above this world. Is the joy you bring to others when you walk in the world but have one step, one foot in the celestial kingdom. Oh, my dear brothers and sisters, we are with you on this journey. So many you can only imagine. We are here whenever you call. So please call. May God bless you with a great inflowing. A great infilling of his divine essence, his love divine. With all my love and blessings, I step back and join you. In the stillness of the presence, in the love of God. Thank you. I am your brother in Christ, Yogananda. Go in peace.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.